it has not been an easy decision. I'm stepping away not because I stopped loving this job, really far from it, but being an MP has never just been a job for me. It's been a calling, a deep privilege, and honestly one of the greatest honours of my life. Having the chance to speak up for others and help shape our country has meant more to me than I can say. And I've spoken up in Parliament as much as I can, without fear or favour, and I'm very glad that has led to many policy and legislative changes. Minister Shanmugam had asked me to reconsider my decision. And as he said, he was the one that brought me into politics. And I'm really grateful to him. In the last 17 years I've known him, he has not just been a colleague, a minister, a friend, a mentor, but really a very nurturing, fatherly figure. Almost like a father to me. And I dare say he's probably the person that has put his arm around me the most time. Often to show me care and concern and encouragement, although sometimes to strangle me as well. But after 10 years as an MP, I do feel it's time for the next chapter. I will be heading back to the non-profit sector, armed with all my learnings and experience as an MP for the past decade. And until my last breath, fight hard to build a more caring, compassionate and inclusive Singapore. As Min said, on a very much... On a more personal note, as Min said, you know, I share a lot about my daughters in Parliament in all my speeches, but to be honest, I've missed a lot of important milestones in their childhood, and I now want... Let me say that again. I share a lot about my daughters in my speeches in Parliament. It means a lot to me, but the truth is I've missed a lot of important milestones in their childhood, and I now want to be more present in their lives and be there for the little but precious important moments. To the residents in Nee Soon East, thank you. It has been an incredible privilege serving as your MP and walking this journey together with you. Thank you for your trust, for letting me into your lives, and for making this our home with a heart. This privilege, this trust is something that I have never taken lightly. And for that, I thank you. To all the media, the reporters that have walked this journey together with me as well, I am deeply grateful for all your work in helping to amplify the very important social messages. You're all working behind the scenes, and I don't think you get enough appreciation for the work that you do. And so, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.